I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He's with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, thank you. And Monday on the Radio Cafe is the first opera show. The first
Yay.
We do these five shows on the Santa Fe Opera.
Is Desiree coming in? What's going on? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's me and Desiree talking about the opera. We talk about each of the five operas. So that's five Mondays in a row leading up to opening night. So the last Monday is the Monday before the opening night of the opera season.
Ah. And that starts on Memorial Day?
Yeah, so Memorial Day this coming Monday is our first opera show with Desiree.
Cool beans.
Yep.
That's fun.
Yeah, some fun operas this year. There's always fun operas.
There are always fun operas.
I never knew that you could say the word fun opera.
Yeah.
But it's true.
As much as we cover opera in the Pasatiempo, I have to say that I'm you know, I without you and Desiree, I'd be lost.
It's true. Without Desiree, we'd all be lost because she writes this wonderful book called Opera Unveiled, which has very short readable chapters where you get kind of the story and the history of each opera without having to slog through the entire encyclopedia.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love opera, but it's like really it's this time of year I'm just excited for tailgating season to come around.
So here's the first announcement I'm going to make on Speaking of the Arts, which is that one of our beloved DJs from Acoustic Explorations came in and said that Lori Lewis and Tom Rossum are going to be at the Santa Fe Performance Exchange at 7 o'clock tonight. They're bluegrass icons. They're really, really, really good. And they're also going to be at the Old Church in Corrales tomorrow night. And so bluegrass fans, that's the place to go tonight. Check it out.
Awesome. There's a lot of openings today, tonight, all weekend, but there's plenty of openings to go to this evening. Canyon Road Contemporary Art is opening an exhibit of Pastel Landscapes by Kathy Beekman. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. Gallery Zuger over there on West San Francisco Street, new work by Carrie Fell and James Jensen. There's a reception from 5 to 8. That's up through June. Gosh, what else? Matthews Gallery, merged 19th and 20th century American and European work. There's a reception from 5 to 7. There's tons of stuff. This is a cool one. Heart of the Home, a celebration of the kitchen, which is part of the New Mexico History Museum's Women of the West Summer Celebration.
Can you say more about that?
I guess, well, you know, it's basically just parts. They have this. I wouldn't compare it like in size, but in New Orleans they have this exhibit of kitchens from like during the Second World War, and this is like a celebration of the kitchen, the Western kitchen. So there's all these like little weird sort of kitchen contraptions and you know bacon irons and things like that to go
bacon
see.
Bacon irons. I want a bacon iron.
I can make you one.
What is a bacon iron?
It's like a big piece of cast iron with a handle on it, and you put it on top of the bacon to keep it flat.
You flatten your bacon? That's a good idea. It cooks it on both sides.
Yeah.
It's like when you used to make a grilled cheese sandwich with two irons.
Yeah.
You turn them both on medium-high, and you butter your bread, and it's real quick.
I know, but then all your shirts smell like cheese.
I know. That's the problem with that.
I know. And then you're just walking around hungry all day.
The best kitchen exhibition I ever saw was an art installation called Kitchen by an artist named Liza Liu. And she basically took an entire 12 by 12 foot kitchen, 3D, and she beaded it. She put beads on every single square inch of the kitchen. So there was a kitchen, there was a beaded cherry pie and a beaded sink and refrigerator and cookbook and everything. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
That's, you got to be pretty detail-oriented.
It took her,
to
I think,
like
7 years or something.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Hey, you know, this weekend is the Santa Fe River cleanup, I believe. National River Cleanup Day. But from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Alto Park over there on Alto Street, you can get involved with the cleanup of the Santa Fe River. And if you call 820-1696, that's the Santa Fe Watershed Association, you can find out more information about that event. That's going to be cool. I don't think they're having a fishing derby this year because we don't have enough water. But if you want to be down by the river, in a van or not, you can call this number, 820-1696.
Yeah, I hear there's water in the Santa Fe River.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Little by little, ladies and gentlemen.
Trickle, trickle.
Trickle, trickle. Tonight at Geist Cabaret, David Geist at Pronzo. And tonight, Phyllis Love. Tomorrow, Todd Lowry. And Sunday, once again, Phyllis Love.
Sweet. Bruce Dunlap has a he's a great guitarist, jazz guitarist. He's got a gig tonight at his gig performance space over there on 2nd Street, and that starts at 8 p.m. It's 1808 2nd Street. There's a lot of good performance this weekend. Aspen Santa Fe Ballet Annual Spring Recital. School of the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet and Aspen Santa Fe Ballet Folklorico present performances by more than 150 dance students ages 3 to 18 at 7 p.m. tonight at the Lenzic.
Nice.
And tickets are, of course, available at the Lenzic.
988-1234, perhaps.
TicketsSantaFe.org, perhaps. Also opening tonight is Spark Schmark. You heard anything about this?
Yeah, I tried to go to the rehearsal, and it started about an hour and a half late, and so I only saw the beginning, which involved some little people playing sperms dancing around the stage.
Is that what they were? I wasn't really sure what they were.
Yeah.
This gig is it's a new play written and scored by Emmy-winning composer Gerald Fried with lyrics by Arthur Hamilton. Now, if you're a Star Trek geek, Gerald Fried wrote the fight scene music for the original Star Trek series episode Amok Time. If you ever like watch Star Trek and you hear that music when they're fighting and it's all dun 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 dun. Anyway, he wrote that. But that's not, you know, the real reason to go to this. The reason to go to this is because it's kind of hilarious.
To see the dancing spirit. Did you see it?
And existential. No, I know a little bit about it.
Okay.
Let's see. 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, May 27th and 28th, and 2 p.m. Sunday, May 29th. This thing runs through next weekend. And it takes place at the Greer Garson Theater on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. If you go to Spark Schmark, that's SparkSchmark.com, you can get tickets and find out more information.
The film Earthwork opens tonight at the screen.
Yes.
It's a narrative movie, but it's based on a true story of crop artist Stan Hurd. And he went from Kansas City to New York City and made a huge environmental earthwork on Donald Trump's land on the Upper West Side. And he basically engaged homeless people and all sorts of just people hanging out there to help with this earthwork. And it's a funny movie. I actually screened it. And you see his... Have you seen it, Rob?
I haven't seen it.
You see him working. You see the drama of his life. But you never really see the art when it comes out in any meaningful way. So it's a little bit frustrating.
Yeah, I know. There's a review in today's Pasta Tiempo. And I think it's Bob Kerr, who did the review, kind of touches on that.
Yeah, it's like, why did they not show that? What it looks like to me is like a low-budget movie where they couldn't actually figure out how to recreate the artwork, so they just didn't.
They just didn't, right. First you got to recreate the artwork, then you got to hire, you know, a chopper, or you got to charter a plane, and then it's expensive, whatever.
Yeah, it's odd. I mean, honestly, it's worth seeing, but on the other hand, they should have made a documentary. It should be a documentary about this guy's work, because I looked him up, and he seems like a just fascinating person.
Yeah.
And if you Google image his work, you can see these amazing earthworks that he does. He does these things on the ground, and from the air, there are these gigantic, acres big paintings.
Yeah, it's like those huge petroglyphs in Peru or whatever. They're just everywhere.
Yeah, the Nazca lines.
Yeah. This weekend is Frog Fest 6. I can't believe that they're on number 6 already. Saturday and Sunday, May 28th and 29th at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. This is used to be the Santa Fe Brewing Company Pub and Grill out there on Highway 14. 4:30 p.m. on both days. We've got performances by Bill Palmer and the Dinosaurs. John Courage is back with his band, The Great Plains. Stephanie Hatfield and the Hot Mess. Joe West and Friends. If you like Americana, rock, or blues, alt country, you're going to dig this.
Are they still brewing there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. The building that houses the pub and grill is separate from the brewing operation.
Right.
And so the guy that owns or that operates like the launch pad and the Sunshine Theater up in Albuquerque, or down in Albuquerque, excuse me, is now taking over this pub and grill space. And
I wonder why they changed the name of it. It confuses us.
Well, it's like anything. It'll just take some getting used to.
Right.
You know, it's like when the Museum of Fine Arts was
something else. Right, now it's the New Mexico Museum of Art.
Yeah. But they always name it something more complicated, like something that takes up more space on a business card. I'm not sure.
I know,
why.
It's when they changed the word pet to companion animal.
Yeah. Well, it's more PC. I guess.
I like pets.
Speaking of pets and companion animals, if anybody out there knows where I can find a sort of wheelchair for a 60 to 100-pound dog, a friend of mine's dog got hit up in Taos, and we're looking for a wheelchair.
Does an actual wheelchair?
Well, no, one of those trolley things that props up the back legs. He's paralyzed in the back.
Oh yeah, okay, I've seen those.
Yeah.
Look on the internet.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some calls today, but enough of that. But anyway, you can go to, I believe, go to soulsantafelive.com. You can find out more information about Frog Fest. You can also go to Frogville Records website, frogvilleplanet.com, and find out more info. Lots more performance. George Cole Quintet plays on Saturday, May 28th, at the Santa Fe Performance Exchange at 7 p.m. It's out there in El Dorado. Lovely drive. What else?
Opening reception for a new exhibition of black and white photographs by Teresa Neptune of the streets of Buenos Aires, Argentina. It's called Buenos Aires First Impressions, and it opens today from 5 to 8 at the Teresa Neptune Studio and Gallery at 728 Canyon Road. And she's a wonderful photographer. She just spent, about three or four months in South America, and it's kind of first impressions of street life there. She's very, very good.
Sweet. In preparation for the Santa Fe Pride festivities next month, the Santa Fe Pride pageant is kicking off at, 8 p.m. on Saturday at the Silver Starlight Lounge at Rainbow Vision over there at 500 Rodeo Road. Contestants compete to be crowned Santa Fe Pride king or queen. And that's at 8 p.m. On Saturday. Now, you have to represent Santa Fe Gay Pride throughout 2011. So, you know, just it's not one of those things where if you're from out of town, you can just, you know, show up and compete and then leave.
So you have duties.
Yes, yes.
When you are crowned.
You have to get the wave down. You have to, you know, the elbow, elbow, wrist, wrist, wrist.
Are you going
to
do it?
No, I don't have the body for it.
What kind of body do you need?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if there is a swimsuit competition,
right,
or if there is a.
What about congeniality?
I don't know if you have to like point out states on a map. I'm not sure, but I do have two tickets for it, burning a hole in my pocket. So if anybody's interested, they can get a hold of me at rdewalt@sfnewmexican.com, and if they can make it down to the office today before say 2 o'clock when I plan on. Skipping out.
Uh-huh.
then the two tickets are yours.
Excellent.
What else is going on?
Salsa at the Lodge tonight at 9 o'clock. Salsa dancing with DJ Sofrito. And then Sabor at the El Dorado Hotel at 7 o'clock. So you can go dance salsa with Sabor at 7 and then pop over to the Lodge at 9. Also, if you want to go to the Masonic Temple... this is Las Vegas. Masonic Temple near the El Fidel Hotel from 7 to 10 in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Variety of dancing, country western, swing, cha-cha, etc. And then at the Tin Star Saloon, Broom Dust Caravan at 9 o'clock. The El Dorado Depot dancers have square dancing at the El Dorado Community Center from 7 to 9. Jed Zimmerman and Friends, Country Western Americana, at the Old Blinking Light from 7 to 10 in Taos. The Jimmy Stadler Band at the Taos Inn in Taos. There's so much dancing going on. I get this dance thing. I can't even read them all. There's a gazillion of them. I guess you can probably subscribe to this. If you write to gottadancedonna@gmail.com, she will put you on her email list.
That's a lot of dancing.
That's a lot of dancing. I didn't even read them all. That's just Friday. There's even more going on Saturday and Sunday. So check it out. What's happening on Sunday? Oh, there's an Embody dance at the Rail Yard Performance Center from 3 to 5 on Sunday. Sabor at La Posada. Anyway, you can also pick up the Pasatiempo, which tells you all this stuff too.
Yes. Opera-wise on Sunday, a performance at the Screen High Def screening of Rossini's Barber of Seville.
Nice.
That's at 12:30 p.m. over at the Screen on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design at 1600 St. Michael's Drive. If you go to the screensf.org, you can find out all the listings for their performances at the Screen. These are great. I've been to one, I think, and they're nice. They're fun.
Everybody who sees High Definition loves it.
Yes. Ooh, also on Sunday, Vitamins, Denver Indie Rock Ensemble, is going to be performing at the Do Return at 6 p.m.
The Do Return being the gigantic installation by Meow Wolf at the Center for Contemporary Arts.
Munoz Waxman Gallery. I went, took the God Kids.
It's fabulous.
I think it was it Friday?
Did you love it?
Oh, my God. No, it was Saturday, because I went to the farmer's market and yada, yada, yada. You know, my God Kids are, I love them to death, but their attention spans are, like, really short. We spent an hour and a half in there, and they were just enthralled.
Yeah.
We went to lunch afterwards, and they were like, can we go back to the ship? So, it's definitely worth it.
It's definitely worth it.
It's, you know, they ask for a donation, but it's so worth it.
Yeah.
And, but during the course of this whole thing, that's actually, the Do Return, the ship is up and open to the public for certain hours until July 10th. They have all these performances. And bands, you know, coming in, local bands and other bands coming in that are touring nationally. Vitamins is a great band, and they're playing at 6 p.m. on Sunday. And again, there's a requested donation. You can go to the Do Return website to find out more information about the performances there.
Excellent.
What else?
What is it, meowwolf.com?
No, I think you can go to that. The Do
they
Return
have their own website?
Actually has its own website.
You can also Google Meow Wolf.
Yeah, Meow Wolf.
This Friday, today, at Ashley Pond, the Gordon Summer Concert Series is featuring the Chicago band JT and the Clouds. What kind of music is it? They don't want to be labeled. They love music and they play music. Bluesy, rough-edged, soulful rockers. Apparently, they've been compared to Sam Cooke, the band, the Velvet Underground, Prince, Curtis Mayfield, Jeff Buckley, and so on. So they'll play romantic ballads, jump up and scream rockers. You know, you should just go. It's free. It's at 7 o'clock. Bring your lawn chairs and check it out.
Yeah, and also Southwest Roots Music and T-Cubed are presenting they're presenting JT in the Clouds on Saturday, the 28th, at Corazon at 6:30 p.m. You can get tickets at the Lenzic, ticketsantabay.org, 988-1234. Ooh, also on Monday, Memorial Day, the actual day Memorial Day, the Santa Fe Concert Band is going to be playing as part of the Memorial Day ceremony at the Santa Fe National Cemetery. If you go to santafeconcertband.org, I'm sure you can find some more information on that.
Wild Birds Unlimited, which is in the same shopping center as the Santa Fe Baking Company, it's between here and Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
They are allowing people to come in tomorrow and see raptors. The Wildlife Center people are coming down to the store with some of their non-releasable education birds. So there are these raptors that have been injured and they've been rehabilitated, but they can't, because of their injuries, I guess, be released to the wild. And you can actually come in and see these raptors. And the Wildlife Center, it's the only, apparently, I think it's the only wildlife animal hospital in the state. The people are a wonderful asset to the community, and they will be at Wild Birds Unlimited from 11 to 2 tomorrow. Children are welcome, and they're going to have cookies.
Cookies. I'd go for cookies.
Raptors.
Heck.
I'm going to go see the raptors.
This one's a little pricey, but it's a fundraiser. Otmar Liebert is playing at 7 p.m. at the San Miguel Chapel on Old Santa Fe Trail and DeVargas Street. 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 2nd. And this is and there's a champagne and dessert reception at Rio Chama following the concert. The proceeds support restoration of the San Miguel Chapel.
Oh, nice.
So you can call 988-2264 to find out more information about tickets and all that stuff. You know, they're doing these really cool Adobe workshops down there at the chapel right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you can, like, go in and, you know, sign up. I think it's part of the Historic Preservation Month, which is May. So you can go down there and, like, the first, like, half of the day, you learn how to make Adobe. And then the other half of the day, the Adobe that's already made is, you know, you're restoring the chapel. So, and there's no cost for it.
Excellent.
Know. Yeah.
Good.
You might have to, like, you know, seek out your own lunch, but there's no cost for the
workshops.
It
shouldn't be that hard to do. You can always bring it along.
Yeah.
Before we say goodbye, last week we talked about we talked with Paul Davids about his film called Before We Say Goodbye. And it was at the CCA, and apparently it's been so successful that they're doing some extra screenings. It's going to show again today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday at 4:30 each day. So that is a film about New Mexican people with New Mexican actors, shot in New Mexico, so it's a real homegrown film.
And when is it?
It's at the CCA, 4:30 today through Monday.
Cool. I wanted to put a bug in people's ears. I'm sure I'll mention this again next week, but on June 11th is the Wine for a Cause 2011 benefit for the American Cancer Society.
And that doesn't mean you have to start whining.
Right. Yes. You don't have to start whining.
For a cause.
But this is it's an annual food and wine culture event to benefit the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. It's at 4 p.m. June 11th at the Hotel St. Francis. It includes hors d'oeuvres and wine, and there's going to be some local chefs doing some stuff. Savoir's going to come in and play some Cuban street music.
Nice.
And let's see, sommelier Mark Johnson, who's also the new wine writer for the New Mexicans Taste section, is going to be hosting a live and silent auction of fine wine, travel, and culinary packages. Yeah, if you go, I'm trying to find a contact information where you can go if you call 505, if you go to buy tickets, go to www.acscan.org/NM. ascan.org/NM. And I'll mention more about this next week, but this is a great event. It's affordable. It's some wine events aren't so affordable.
Right, right.
But this one is, and it's for a good cause. So,
excellent.
Just wanted to get that out there.
And by the way, if anybody emailed me yesterday, please email again, because my inbox crashed and I lost all my mail from yesterday. But at least it was only yesterday.
I've never had that it's only happened at work. It's never happened, at home.
Well, things happen. What can you do?
What are you going to do this weekend?
What am I going to do this weekend? That remains to be seen.
That remains to be seen.
I may do a whole bunch of dog walking.
Bunch of dog walking?
And kind of family home stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do some stuff around town on the weekend, but I think, today is going
to
be my hangout on the ranch day, since I have to work on Monday.
You need one of those, too.
Yeah.
And let's see, is anything happening at Collected Works? No, I think this week is a slower week there.
Yeah,
unless I got
an
email yesterday, which got erased. But ooh. Anyway, yes.
I say go see Dale Earnhardt Jr. on the 31st, Tuesday, at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. This Detroit duo is pretty cool, man. It's kind of electropop, but it's a really tight band. I wrote about them in my Soundwaves column today. A couple of guys been around for a little while. This is they're sort of touring to support their first album, which comes out beginning of next month. First weekend of next month it comes out. But they're performing at 7:30 p.m. out there at the Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. Tickets are available at the Lensic, 988-1234. TicketsSantaFe.org. Read all about it in Soundwaves.
Read all about it in Soundwaves.
Yeah.
So I think we actually finished 3 minutes early. What else do we have?
What else do we have? There's tons of stories in the Paso Tiempo today. There's a great spread about the Tiffany exhibit at the Albuquerque Museum of Art and History. A nice big package by our good friend and fellow writer James Keller. There's a story about a book that was released by local publisher Radius Books by Colleen. The book is by Colleen Plum. And the book is called Animals Are Outside Today. She sort of traveled around for years and took photographs of animals and real and not so real, like animals on blankets and clothes and big fake animals and stuff. And there's this beautiful, lush hardcover book that was released by Radius Books last month. And there's a story on that today in Paso Tiempo.
I just saw at Collected Works, there's a science writer's workshop, and on Wednesday at 5:45, there's going to be a public reading of Works in Progress by Sandy Blakesley, Cornelia Dean, and George Johnson. And Sandy and her son Matthew have a new book called The Body Has a Mind of Its Own, How Body Maps in Your Brain Help You Do Almost Everything Better. And then Cornelia Dean has a book called Am I Making Myself Clear? A Scientist's Guide to Talking to the Public. And that's no joke. That's very important stuff for scientists, because as regular listeners to this show might have noticed, at times you really have to make, if you're a scientist, a translation from scientific English into regular English.
So that the rest of us can understand what you're talking about.
And then George Johnson has a book called The 10 Most Beautiful Experiments. And he's a science writer for the New York Times, as is Sandy Blakeslee. And a wonderful, they're all just terrific writers and thinkers. And so that's definitely worth going to at Collected Works Bookstore on Wednesday, the 1st of June. At 5:45.
Cool. Hey, all of the museums of New Mexico are switching over to their summer hour schedule after the 30th. All of those museums are going to be closed on Memorial Day, and then they'll go into to their summer hours, which means that they will actually be closed Monday and their hours are different. So go to their websites or go and check out the new hours in the next issue of Plaza Tiempo.
Excellent.
Also, the Museum Hill Cafe is officially open for dinner business starting today, but they're closed today for a private event, so you can go to Museum Hill every Friday, except this Friday, and have dinner.
Very good. So you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt is with the Plaza Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and is with us here every Friday speaking of the arts.
Yay.
And we are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. You can friend me there. Our email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. And the cover of the Plaza Tiempo has beautiful snapdragons on it.
And a pink flamingo.
That's so cute. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. By the way, thank you to the fabulous Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. And Jazz a la Carta will be with you in just a few minutes. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
Have a happy Memorial Day weekend, and be safe.
Be safe, be happy, wear your seatbelt, love your dogs, trap feral cats. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.